You are now tuned in into the Silly Girls Podcast. I am your host, Kiki.
And I am your girl, Charisla.
And on this podcast station,
we dance in the rain. Get rainy. Oh. What was the other one? I was talking about get silly. Okay, whatever. It's okay.
I'm looking like get rainy.
I'm not, what was the last time we said about we can't stand the rain. I can't stand the rain.
But you know, SWV said, sometimes it's soft as the misty rain. Ooh. That gently touches my soul.
Come on, SWV.
It cools the fire that burns in me. And I simply lose control.
Ooh, you better say it.
But do you know what she was talking about?
Was she talking about sex?
She was talking about getting nutted on, like...
Ooh, okay, girl! I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. Hold on.
No, we're talking about that later. I tell y'all. I'm going to tell you.
Ooh, hold on. Was she getting nutted on?
I'll tell you about that.
A shower nut? Ooh, that's my type of... I'll tell you about that. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, we back. Okay. Sorry. Hey, y'all.
We are excited. It's another episode. And, you know, we love to talk to the Silly Squad.
Yes.
So, listen. Again, we would like to thank everybody who always sharing our posts, who always comments, who always likes, who always tell a friend to tell a friend, who does any of that. We appreciate that so much because you're helping build our brand, and we don't take that lightly.
Yeah, and it's just always good to be thought about. Even if you don't get to listen, but the thought crosses your mind, or you may have heard something that kind of reminds you of something we said, we appreciate you for even thinking of us. Again, thank y'all, Silly Squad. We do appreciate y'all, and just stay getting silly with us.
Yeah, stay in vibe and tune with us, because even if it is something small, inbox us, let us know. Be like, y'all, you know what? I was looking at some Cheetos and I thought of y'all or something. Inbox us and let us know, because we love to hear that feedback. Yes. And like I said, any suggestions, baby, please send them. Okay, so for our sponsor this week, again, you guys, please, because we have not been promoted. We have been such bad.
We were going to be fair.
Yeah, be
we
fair.
We were on vacation.
And we haven't been.
A lot of things going on personally.
Yeah.
And so this past week, I know for me, I had too much on my mind. I wasn't posting like I should. So we don't have a sponsor this week. We're sponsored by Jesus, because
we're sponsored by Jesus.
Jesus, Jehovah, all of them.
Yeah. So again, if you would like to be our sponsor, it is a very low fee. Please go ahead and inbox us. Email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Or DM us. Again, we're going to make it a better conscious effort to start back posting on the page to let y'all know, because we haven't been.
It was
asking.
On vacation.
Y'all know we weren't even asking. Sure. Okay, so
but help us help y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, like, of course, if you want to be to support, I mean, to have your business shout it out, you know, so we can tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, reach out for a small fee.
Mm-hmm. And but she laughs when I say it's increasing in January. It is.
Okay. Okay, well, she the boss.
Yeah, it's increasing in January. I ain't playing. Okay, but it's real small right now, okay? But anywho, forget all that, Kiki. Like,
Do y'all ever think about her voice doing that? She gets so excited and she gets into one of them. You know, have you ever met somebody and, you know, you're hungry and y'all out? Like, she got a baritone, weird-ass voice like mine. And then when somebody come around, she like, it be like, well, I don't know why I had said that. Your whole voice changed.
Oh,
this girl of her is crazy.
Okay, well, Kiki.
What's
our first topic, man?
So, I have a question for the Silly Squad, our silly fellas, and our silly gals. Why is it that when you tell a man or a woman that you're not interested in them, they cuss you out? Like, they go for the jugular. Like, you be like, you know, no, I ain't interested. He be like, I ain't want to talk to no one. You ain't got no ass. Or that's why you fat anyway, or you bad girl, or something like that. Like, why do they always have to go for the jugular when they're rejected? Like, everybody's not going to like you. When you shoot your shot at folk, everybody's not going to be attracted to you. Just because you attempt to show interest to somebody doesn't mean that person has to receive that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. They just may have gotten out of a bad situation. You don't know, but you to cuss them out. Like, why do they do that? Is it because their ego was hurt, or they just disrespectful like that? I've had it happen to me before. Have you had it happen to you too?
A lot.
That's sad. You know what, why y'all trying to call us fat? Oh, baby.
I was gonna say that's the main thing. You know what? They always be. It's always, you know, hey, beautiful. No, I'm talking about first.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, when a man, especially if it's, you know, in just, we're going to say this inboxing, you know, like, hey, beautiful, like, you know, you're probably the most gorgeous thing I saw online, blah, blah, blah. And remember, I told you, we already talked about that we don't like people in our inbox. So, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, sometimes I won't respond, and sometimes, you know, I just say, hey, you know, I don't date men from social media. And then the next thing, it'd be like, I ain't want your fat ass no way.
You should have said, you don't want my wife.
old boo boo filter.
But you was fat when he tried to talk to you.
Exactly. Like, you know, and so I'm like, man, I'm not even gonna play with him. Like, but you wanted my fat ass before what you just said about it, the ego is crushed. I believe that. Because me and I are already afraid to come up and say anything to you.
Yeah, it's
or DM you or anything. So when you actually do, when they put themselves out there and you turn them down, they immediately go into defense mode. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me say something to make her feel bad or something so I won't feel as bad. But you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, as soon as I looked, before I looked at your message, I knew I was fat. So it was like, for you saying it, it was like, that, I'm laughing at you because now I really know that they really hurt you.
And
you know what I'm saying?
My thing is, why? I don't know. I just feel like it's really dumb to allow something like that to crush your spirit. Yeah. I mean, you set the bar high, the expectation that you are finna pull her, but mm-hmm. you should have also told yourself that it's a possibility that A, she could like women, B, she could be married, or mm-hmm. C, she just don't want to talk to nobody because you don't know what done happened in her life, but she just may be in a space where she don't want to. So, yeah, they always say fat. They'll be first thing they say fat, or you ain't got no ass or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, baby, ain't nothing you can tell me about me that I don't already know. I wake up to this person every day. Mm-hmm. But what was it about this flat ass that caused you?
Exactly.
What was it about my flat ass that made you want to holler at me?
Yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying? Right before that you even sent that message.
You already saw my pictures.
You already saw my pictures. You already knew.
You know, I'm a headshot shawty. I don't take that little pictures.
You already knew that, you know what I'm saying, his stomach wasn't flat. It already looked like I was going to my baby shower before you even knew I was pregnant, sir.
But it's kind of good that people show you that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, he might have just caught you. If he would have, just say if he would have tried to talk to you and you turned him down, he didn't say nothing then. Mm-hmm. And then you met him again, like on a better day. Mm-hmm. And then you were interested and you exchanged numbers. I'd rather you show me who you are in the beginning, because if you get mad like that, like, right. You don't know, you ain't the number, so you already didn't go off on you the first time. But I'd rather just show me your true colors then. Just go ahead.
But you know what, Kiki, I really think it shows their maturity level.
Yeah.
Because even if, you know, your feelings were hurt after that woman or man, you know, politely declined, when you actually go off like that, it shows that it's self-control.
Yeah.
It's already, you know what I'm saying, you already on some other, you know what I'm saying, shit anyway.
Okay.
So my thing is that, you know, and like she said, now, when I politely, said I was not interested in you, only thing you had to do, to be honest, was play it cool. Because, again, feelings change.
Yeah.
Again, what if I did see you out and you was looking amazing, or I probably, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, it could have been anything. You never know if you could double back and me and you could, you know, possibly go out in the future. But what happens when you went off on me like that, calling me a fat ass, you know what I'm saying? Ain't much fat ass, no way. That made me just close the doors of opportunity all the way.
Yeah.
Any shadow of a doubt that you probably had a chance, now I don't want to even talk to you at all. So it's like, thank you, sir, for, you know, not even getting any type of chance. Any chance.
Yeah, I don't understand why people feel like they got to go there. Like, people are entitled to not like you. We don't have to like you. I don't have to want to talk to you. I don't have to give you my number. Like, have you ever went off on a man like that when he rejected? Have you ever been rejected?
Have I ever been rejected? No, I don't think I have never been rejected, because I never really asked a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, with me, I'm a lady. Like, it's as loud as y'all hear me, and it's as, you know what I'm saying, as strong as I am. Like, I always consider myself just a lady, and so I don't really ask the man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I probably be flirting, and I see how, like, I always say you can test the waters.
So when you test those waters, is the water lukewarm when you try to flirt with somebody? Is it received? Or have you let me rephrase it.
Okay, rephrase.
Have you ever flirted with a guy because you liked him? You know, you flirt with him because you really think they're cute. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had someone be like, kind of not dish your flirt, but like,
yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. Or like go around it, like
try to avoid that. I have. Okay. Yeah, that I have. I think
a lot of women have.
I think everybody have, because it's somebody out there that, even though that you are the shit, it's somebody out there that don't think that you're the shit.
You know what I'm saying? Can you believe that?
Exactly.
Girl, I was thinking about that one day. I was driving. You know how my thoughts happen when I'm driving. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? It's somebody out there that really think I'm not cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking in the mirror. I was like, are you really cute or are you not cute? I was like, because it's somebody out there that don't.
Yes.
It's somebody listening. It's like, oh, I hate her voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody listening. Oh, you too loud. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just crazy. The things that I love about me, somebody hates.
But you know what? That's the beauty of the self-love.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. I promise you, 100 people can tell me that I'm ugly, and that still is not going to reflect on how I feel about myself. Like,
it shouldn't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. And I respect their opinion, because, again, their opinion is not a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, thank you, but I'm still, you know, I still think that I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm fine. But however, you know, yes, I think that everybody in life have probably tried to flirt with somebody or something, and then the other person wasn't feeling it. Like, you know, again, it's a lot of people out there that don't like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know how we feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we ain't gonna make y'all, put y'all through that right now.
We ain't gonna do y'all like that. So it's a lot of people out there that don't think that, you know, Michael B. Jordan is the sexiest man alive. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's other people that, you know, you can receive yourself in a certain way that other people look at you and think that you are the ugliest thing on earth, and that's fine. So I think that everybody have put themselves out there to at least flirt or something. But I have never put myself out there like, hey, can I have your number or something, you know? So have you ever asked for a man number?
No, I haven't asked. I don't, I'm aggressive, mm-hmm. but I don't think I'm that aggressive to where mm-hmm. I ask him for their phone number. But I did think this guy was super, super hot, mm-hmm. and I was like putting it all out there, but he was not biting it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this fool, he don't like me. Mm-hmm. I said, but I ain't doing no trip. I said, just wait on it.
Yeah.
Because I know, I mean, I can make a blind man see, you feel me? Oh, I ain't trying to toot my, I'm just saying, like,
toot.
I can make them interested without being interested. I can make them be interested in me without even knowing they would ever talk to somebody like me, you know, because some men don't like short, bright, chubby girls, mm-hmm. or just women like, you know, mm-hmm. loud women like us. But yeah, I was flirting hard in the mood, but I think he had an eye for somebody else around me. So when I realized that, I was like, all right, I backed off.
Yeah,
guess who in my inbox?
Him.
Guess who in the inbox?
Him.
And be hard and shit.
Yeah, that's fine,
but I'm not interested like that. You know what I'm saying? I was interested, you know what I'm saying, like a mug. You know, I wasn't dealing with nobody. I was just chilling. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. let me see. And he was good looking, mm-hmm. but he didn't bite the bait then. So I'm just like, all right, bet. Yeah. I left it wrong. Because one thing about me, you know what I'm saying, if you show me that you ain't interested in me, I'm moving on. I'm not Nikki Parker. You ain't finna get Bill Professor Ogilvy on me. I'm not finna switch you like that. It ain't that serious. But yeah, if I catch that vibe, like, you ain't interested, because I hate the word no, and I know that's a part of the vocabulary. People gonna tell you no. That's why I don't ask people for nothing, because I don't like the word no.
Yeah.
And then I don't like rejection. Even though life happens, you will be rejected at some point. You know, if I can avoid it, I am. So that's why, if you show me, like, that red light, like, stop, I ain't on that, then I'm going to move around, because it's somebody else who will receive it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, yeah, baby boy in the inbox.
Yeah.
And he likes pictures and, you know, trying to get little compliments. And guess what that little word say at the bottom of the message?
What?
Red.
Ooh,
I just read it.
Read it. Guess what?
I just read it.
I wish I could see her in the face when she said it.
I just read it.
But again, nope. Like I said, we all have had them, because a lot of them in the same ones in my inbox that, you know, like, oh, so I thought you didn't like that girl, but you showed this on Holla.
I gave you a little sample of what I was, and then you start watching me like, well, and I understand it.
Yeah.
I definitely understand you like what you like, and you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody finna try to convince you to like me, because if I gotta convince you to like me, then we're not gonna work, because in the back of my mind, you really didn't like me.
Yeah.
Like, well, let me go. It's like a pity thing to me.
Gotcha.
So when I said with the guy, mm-hmm. you know, I was flirting, and then when I saw he wasn't really interested, kind of interested at the skinnier girl around, I'm like, I bet I left it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make your little advance, I'm not finna entertain you, because why are you interested now? Who I was then is I'm her now, but I'm even better. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I'm more wiser.
That's
but
weird.
What you had just said about the basically taking it back and how now that they want you, you know, but what you said about the rejection, you already had knew of who would reject you, because you put yourself out there, and it was clues that they was giving. So if they're trying to holler, you know, a lot of these men who get rejected, a lot of times they wasn't paying attention to the signs.
Uh-huh.
Because, and like I was telling my homeboy one day, I was telling him that I was at Walmart, and Kiki, I thought that I found my husband. I was like,
you told me about this.
Yeah, like, y'all, let me tell y'all this. I was at Walmart, and because I be at Walmart like every day.
You called me and told me about that, I think.
I be at Walmart like every day. And like, so anyway, it was this fine ass man, okay? Now, mind y'all, I'm not a woman to go, even though I'm aggressive, I'm not a woman to go up to a man, right? And so, you know, he was just staring at me. Like, we caught eyes, and it was like, I was like, it was like a fairy tale movie or something.
So it flowed like
I was like, slug. I was like, oh, this man is fine. Or whatever. So, and you know, so when he looked at me, I did a smile. You know what I'm saying? Like a welcoming smile. That means like,
I'm interested
in you.
Approach me.
You know what I'm saying? And so I went to another aisle, and then, you know, he followed me, and then, you know, he finally had, he said something. He was like, hey, do you know where the bread is?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, and so mind you, now, And my tone of voice also let him know, like, I stopped. And I was like, hey, I said, it's on over there on Al, like, just say 12 or something. And, you know, and so basically, the tone of voice was still in a flirting tone. I flipped my hair.
Did you
know what I'm saying?
It?
I flipped it, honey, to let him know, like, you know, I'm giving him all the signs to let him know, please ask me for my fucking number. You know, but I'm really girly. Like, y'all hear me, but when I'm around somebody I like, I get so girly.
And
you know,
and
soft. Yeah. And so I flipped my hair. So basically, I'm sending him all the signs to let him know that it's okay for you to ask me for my number. You see what I'm saying? Like, so now if I would have, he would have came to me and I would have been like, oh, girl, you know, he already know not to ask me because he's going to probably get rejected. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's certain clues that a man would know that you should know that you don't even go past, don't pass go, no, you're not going to collect
$200. But that energy,
was there.
You can kind of feel it when somebody's flirting with you, and it's like if you're receiving it, you can kind of feel it. So you mean to tell me, you told him where the bread was, so was you low-key trying to tell him y'all can make sandwiches?
But listen, y'all, I was so mad. Like, okay, so we get, I pay for my stuff and I'm walking out. I swear, this man comes up to me and he says, I like your hair. And so I smiled. That was so weird, you know, and I was like, you know, I was like, what? You know, because in my head, I'm like, okay, I was still, you know, being flirty.
Yeah.
But I wanted him to say, like, can I have your number to call you? And I would have been like, 214-43, you know, but he never did. And I was like, that was my husband right there. Why the fuck he didn't, you know? And so when I told one of my good friends, which is a male, if he hears this, he knows who I'm talking to. I told him. And so he was like, he said, Charleston, he said, there's something I would have said. He said, because I hate rejection.
Yeah.
And he said, so a lot of times men would just come up to you and say just something crazy for you as a woman to, you know what I'm saying, to start talking. And I was like, I'm going to talk to the person. And I said, but however, I was giving him signs to go ahead and go on. So men, if you're listening, if the woman is, you know, flipping hair, if she's batting the eyes, if she's saying, like, with a flirty tone, like, I was smiling, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have a ring on my finger, you know what I'm
Did
saying?
You
like
have a ring on?
No, that's the first thing I looked for. But he had that basketball beard. He was kind of bow-legged, too.
Okay.
Bitch, I was like, ooh.
So, when he's this one,
okay, go.
Because you playful, and I know, but I know when you get around guys, you, like, you kind of turn that,
I'm
that
like,
goofiness off of
yes.
him. Yeah. So, when he said, I like your hair, I was like, ooh. I would say, oh, you probably would like the stylist too. I did it myself. Did you need a recommend? You know what I'm saying? I did it myself. You know,
oh, like, I should have said that. You know, I do my own hair. Like, I should have said that.
And then it kind of would have. Oh, I mean, you got. I mean, I don't know. You,
but
it was
like we was going. Like I was going out of it, and he was like, he was coming from that way with the baskets. It was like, and it was people right there and stuff. So I kind of stopped and I kind of, you know what I'm saying? I was like, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
But it's okay. So, I mean, I'm going to say this because I know you say you're a lady because I feel like I'm very much a lady. But it's okay to kind of give that extra push because.
Okay, what was you with DC?
Okay, so let me say this and I'll answer that. Mm-hmm. We live in a world now where sometimes you have to be assertive. You know,
okay,
you have to sometimes put the fucking worm on the
gotcha.
Hood, throw the bitch in the water, kind of jangle it so they can know I'm here, come bite it. You know what I'm saying? So if he would have been like, you know what Al, the bread is on? I was like, it's on Al 12. Would you like me to walk over there and show you? I mean, you know how to get to it, right? You know, like some shit like that. He like, no, if he would have said, well, just walk with me. Then he would have probably said, well, what's your name? You like, you know, you have to say stuff like that, even though you're taking a chance on saying, but that was your chance because, you know, we like to organic meet somebody.
Yeah.
And that was your chance to do that. But it just, I can say this all day, what I would have said, but I wasn't there. It wouldn't have been me. It probably was something, I would start stomping my feet and acting weird because, you know, when somebody is handsome like that and they approaching you and flirting, it's kind of.
He was fine, Kiki.
Well, I'm a firm believer. If it's meant for you, it'll circle back around on that bread.
I'm not lying. I promise you. Because as soon as I looked in his eyes, I just saw marriage. I saw kids. I saw house. Like, everything. As soon as I looked in his eyes, I was like, ooh. Like, you know, I'm like.
Did you say ooh?
Did your mouth protrude to say ooh? I don't know. He probably did.
I'm gonna say this now because with us being single women and I'm almost tapping on for this door and you're a little bit behind me, you know, so I'm a little bit older than you. However, I just feel I know we're ladies and of course we want to be courted, but I do believe sometimes you have to put it out there so they can catch you. Got to throw it so they can catch you. It may not have to be like throwing your cat at them and then like that, but you kind of say an extra flirty thing to them for them to start the conversation.
You know, and that's what I'm like. I was like, I was meant for, I guess that's probably why I'm still single, because I'm aggressive in a lot of stuff, but with that, I always just go right back to like a, you know,
a little kid.
And then I think it's because even though I'm so aggressive, I want my man to be more aggressive than me, but in a respectful way.
But you have to retrain your brain. Yeah. That in society today, yeah, we live in a social media world, yeah, where men don't even know how to approach you.
That
conversation is better via text, but when you're in their face, they can't hold a conversation. So we gonna have to change some stuff up just a little bit, okay, not to just to put it out there. But we don't have to change out. I'm saying this for me too. We gonna have to change some of our ways in order for us to receive our husband. Yeah. I think so. You know, like, we ain't got to go out and be like, hey, you got a girl, you got a woman, you got a wife, hey, you know, you single, you know, no. Mm-hmm. But if he have a conversation and he say something, he be like, I like your hair. I'm like, oh, I like it too. I did it myself. Can you believe I did that? Mm-hmm. And he be like, you did? I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he like, you got a sister? You need my number?
And you know what?
Your sister my number to call me to get her hair done.
But you know what? Since you said that, you know what? If I was with my friends,
you would have said it.
I would have said something like that because I play when I'm with my friends. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when I be by myself, I get, you know what I'm saying, like,
I'm shy
around the niggas I like anyway, but you know what I'm saying? Like, cause you know, like, if your friends be like, yeah, I would, you know, cause be like, girl, you know, but yeah, see, I do it when I'm with my friends. I would be like, yeah,
you know what I just realized?
What?
Me and you say like a lot. We say a like after everything, but it's like, see?
It's like.
If I kept that shit, bitch, you'd be rich.
Yeah.
I say it all the time, but nah, for real. That was good.
That was good. If you get rejected, do not go off on the person, because you never know when you probably get another opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, have a chance with that person. So don't stop calling me fat after y'all. I turn y'all down.
Because you just don't know what that person is going through at that moment. And if they rude to you with it and nasty, you have a right to respond nasty. But if you just like, nah, well, you know, right now I'm not in the space, woo de woo, then you could be like, okay, well, thank you, Miss Lady, you know, whatever. I just want to see. You know, and then come back. You see how them people meet on Insta, if y'all into social media meeting, how people shoot their shot and they get red all the time, and then finally she answered back and that he motherfucker in Abu Dhabi. Is that a place?
Yeah, I don't know, but
I can get married and stuff. But yeah, let us know. Write us and let us know if y'all been rejected.
And let us know if the person cussed your ass out after
the fact. Okay.
Okay. So now we're gonna go ahead and get into our letter portion, and then we gonna come up with a song. But Kiki, can you listen? Now Kiki can sing a little bit. She be faking it, y'all. You know, remember her cousin?
I can hold
her cousin is lyrical, you know what I'm saying, for loving hip hop. But you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and, you know, what's our little song?
You were supposed to sing it today. No. I wasn't ready.
Okay, well, I gotta hang on.
We said,
I am reading you a silly girl, silly squad.
Okay.
A silly girl, a silly squad.
Letter.
I am reading.
It was to the beat of Aaliyah, four page level. We were saying we sent it.
Letter.
Yeah, hey.
And I enclosed it with a smile. Yeah. Okay.
That wasn't the part.
Okay, it wasn't. I didn't know what you were saying because I forgot it. And you got the better voice.
We'll have it next week.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and read our letter. Again, you can email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com.
Yes.
All right, this letter says, Dear Silly Girls, let me start off by saying I freaking love how raw and silly y'all are. Sometimes I listen at your episodes twice to laugh again. You ladies say what I want to say to the world. Please stay true to your perspective and do not change. Okay, I need help. I talked to my best friend, but I still would like to get another opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I know you ladies are sexy and single, so just give me your opinion if you were in my shoes.
Wait a minute. They said we were sexy and single?
Yeah, she said that.
Nice.
That was so sweet.
You just don't know how you made my day.
She said you're sexy and single.
Sexy and single. SS.
Hang on, SS. Yeah, sexy and single. Okay, so hold on. She said, I know you ladies are sexy and single, but give me your opinion if you were in my shoes. I have been married for about 3 years. I am so in love with my husband and want to live a happy, long life with him. We have been trying to have a baby since our honeymoon.
Aww.
I haven't got pregnant in 3 years. We never use protection because we are married. However, I went on a girls' trip with my friends in September. To make a long story short, I got drunk and had a one-night stand.
Bye.
I just found out that I am pregnant.
Ooh.
And I am pretty sure that it's from the one-night stand. Do y'all think I should tell my husband the baby might not be his, or to tell the truth.
Oh, first of all, thank you for saying I'm sexy and I'm single, girl. You don't know how that made me feel.
And she didn't put her name, so I'm not going to tell her email.
And congratulations on being pregnant, no matter how it happened. You know, babies are a blessing, you know. You want my perspective? You want my answer? Okay. Y'all think I'm so shysty for this. Don't tell them.
Okay.
I feel... Damn it.
No, tell what you really feel. I'm just saying. Because whoever this is, she did not give her name, so I know.
And I'm being honest when I say this. Okay. Because I'm saying don't tell him, because because you didn't get pregnant within those 3 years, you don't know what happened to your body prior to you going on vacation. If you and your husband are active and having a consistent sexual relationship in y'all marriage, if y'all fuck all the time, if y'all fuck all the time, you don't know what your body did. Why you do that out of town? What you on that tequila? No, for real, because tequila make you do. That's why I stay away from Jose. And I tried to make you laugh because I can't imagine what you feel. I can't imagine what goes through your head every day looking at your husband, knowing that it's a possibility that you're carrying somebody else's child. I say don't tell him because you don't know, it could be your husband's. Mm-hmm. Let the baby get here and, you know, look at the features a little bit and just kind of see, prayerfully, the baby come out looking like you or your mama, your mama's side, or your daddy's side, and not him. I would tell him because you're going to hurt him. You already hurt him by going and doing that shit out of town, and then being negligent by not being, you know, using condoms. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to cheat, you got to cheatbetter.com and protect yourself. You can't be just out here raw dogging with people you don't even know, and you don't even know him. Oh, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm sorry. The side that wants you to stay married and raise your baby in a mom and dad household, two-parent household, I'm saying shut the fuck up. Don't say nothing. Unless the baby need a blood transfusion, it's on you. But I would say don't say nothing until you gotta say something. If he starts saying she don't look like me, where did her texture come from, then maybe you come out and say it then. But don't say it.
Okay, so even if the baby come out and, you know, it looks like,
was it you, was where you at? Was you in Aruba? Was you in Mexico? If it was with one baby, you better go on and tell them. Cause if it come out, you know, mixed, then yes. But
yeah, so even, okay, what if it's just a nigga baby and it look like him, but she really had a test and it ain't his? Do she still don't need to tell him?
No.
Okay.
I mean, all right. Because that's just going to ruin that man's life.
Yeah.
And it ain't his fault. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all took the proper steps to go to the doctor, see if it was you that was having an issue or him. It's not his fault. But then again, he does, the me that don't know how to lie would be a toll on myself, because my conscience wouldn't allow me to continue to do that. But you should have said, I would just say you got a Mickey slipped in your bum, babe, and somebody took advantage of you and you woke up pregnant. And that's your story. And be like, baby, and when you get home, just act so surprised and be like, well, I was wondering why I was feeling this kind of way when I woke up. You know, I don't know. I'm going to come, can you inbox me? Because I'm going to have you come up with a lie. I don't want you to lose your hook. Because it's so many kids being born without two-parent households. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't say nothing negative about your husband. You said you love him so much.
Yeah, him for life.
And I just can't believe that you would do that to him. I mean, shit happens, but damn. What the fuck were you thinking? Where was your homegirls? You don't leave your homegirl drunk by herself. Was you on the cruise? I'm mad. Oh my God. I need a moment. Go ahead.
You need a moment.
I would say don't tell him because I don't want you to hurt his heart, but it's fucked up and you probably should tell him.
You know, as you was giving your opinion, I was sitting there and I'm like, I'm conflicted. I don't know what to tell her.
The good person in me is saying, tell your husband. Yeah. That's your fuck up. And you have to, for every action, there's a reaction. Yeah. So you should tell him. But the side that wants the baby to grow up in a two-parent household and a, I don't know if it's going to be healthy because you harboring such a secret.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, you know, and I'm sitting here, and I'm really sitting here trying to think of what I would do. And I'm like, because whoever you are. Having an abortion. You know, I'm,
Having an abortion. I'm not knocking nobody because things happen.
Yeah.
And if you want to save your marriage, don't have that baby. That's my answer. I'm sorry. Don't have that baby.
Okay.
Can she take a, is it too late to take a plan B?
Well, she said it was September and it's November.
Oh, have an abortion.
So, yeah, it's kind of still early.
Oh, right? Man. No, I'm sorry. Viewers that's listening, that's against that, I'm sorry. But I just want her to, I don't know. What would you do?
I'm sitting here and I'm really trying to think. I'm so damn confused. Okay. So, I'm sorry, ma'am, anonymous, whoever you are, I'm seriously, listen. I know she went on that trip and she, you know, she got down and had fun. I'm a part of me is saying what Kiki said, don't tell him because niggas lie every day. Hold on, you know what? Kiki, fuck that. Let me get my bag. You know what I'm saying?
You're your bag.
Niggas lie every day, B. And they be out here having these babies on the side.
But, okay, now I'm going to bring you up out your bag.
Okay, give me out my bag.
Because she didn't say nothing negative about her husband.
I know, but so
It ain't his fault that she went out.
I know I'm just talking about the other bad niggas.
It makes you want to keep secrets like that because people keep secrets all the time.
All the time.
And I should have never blurted out abortion because that was so ugly. Because I don't think I would have an abortion. I probably would have had a baby, and just have to deal with the
cost. Okay, you know what? Okay, not for real. No,
damn it, man.
Let me go back in my bag just a little bit.
I'm sorry,
girl. Had a damn baby and don't tell him shit. And have him to raise him. You know what I'm saying?
That's gonna break his heart.
Break his heart, but again,
either way,
at the end of the day, still don't know if it's his. That even though y'all been fucking for 3 years, you haven't got pregnant. It's still a possibility that it could be his. You know, he could have. I don't know. You know,
you could have been pregnant when you went on the trip.
Probably
you didn't even know it.
Yeah,
and then you just all of a sudden feel like you got. I mean, you realized it because you were pregnant before and the symptoms came.
Yeah, I don't know.
She can sneak and get a DNA when the baby born.
That's what I'm saying.
Like swab your husband's mouth or something, or get his hair or something. Yeah, but
however, okay, listen, I'm be honest with you. Okay,
fuck it, I'm quitting.
You know, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Just ride the shit on out.
So that's what you're sticking with.
I'm gonna stick with it. Just ride the shit on out. Like,
well, my
ride the shit on out.
On the cool, y'all. I told y'all I go back and forth. I'm very conflicted with things because
I don't really know what to tell him.
I want to say what I said with the A word, but I don't want to offend nobody. I don't want to offend our viewers by saying that. But my thing is.
This one to stop us.
Because either way, she done did. God gonna get her.
Yeah, God will get you.
Because he gonna get you because you cheating on your husband.
Yeah.
We all gotta deal with God, man. I'm not saying that. I don't even really know the Bible like that to be saying that. So if you decided that you had to not have the baby, then it would be totally understandable because again, but then you don't know if it's not your husband, so it's like you could be killing y'all baby. So
yeah,
I'm sorry, I don't want to say kill. Damn, I'm just fucking up today. Aborting your baby. So my answer is,
we confused.
I'm sorry that you put yourself in that position to do that. It would really suck if you had an abortion and then you find out your husband was cheating on you and got somebody else pregnant. Have the baby, and then once you have the baby, if you look at the baby and you just know, like, I gotta be honest, I can't start to raise my baby in lies, then tell them.
Okay.
Or either, you know what, the really good answer to say, I'm sorry, y'all.
What?
Pray about it.
Yeah, pray.
You pray about it, and when you wake up in the morning, despite if you might lose your husband or whatever, it's a decision you made. Yeah. So you gotta deal with that.
Because I know whoever wrote this, I read that you said you talked to your best friend first.
What'd she say?
She didn't say. She just said she talked to her best friend, and she wants a second opinion. So,
what did your best friend say? Gosh, man, I really hate you did that. Ugh, why you do that? You really rocked the boat. You get it? Yeah. I thought she's on a cruise.
Yeah, so because we have no idea really what to tell you. So I'm conflicted. I don't know what to say.
I guess because I'm a type of person, like, I'm always for the underdog. And I just feel like him not knowing. When people hold secrets, I just hate people that keep secrets like that. I don't hate people like that because I keep secrets sometimes. So let me reword that. I just think it's when it's stuff like that, because now you done brought an innocent, you finna bring an innocent life into the world.
Yeah.
And so, the baby can end up resenting her if they grow up in the day to find out that she's not the child. Or what if you get pregnant, after you have this baby, you get pregnant by your husband and you have the baby and that baby looks totally,
don't know what to tell. I'm sorry, this is the first one that we don't really have a clear answer. So
we're going to pray for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, the decision ultimately has to be made by you regardless of what anybody says because it's a, having a baby is a lifetime commitment.
Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you. But again, because she already talked to her best friend, and she, the reason I know she probably wrote this, she like, shit, I talked to my best friend, she told me this, but I really want to hear somebody else. And so I'm sorry that we confused even more, ma'am.
Because I was also, I just knew when I read that letter, I knew my answer was like, have that baby and keep quiet. But see, the my conscience was like, why would you tell her that and you wouldn't even do that?
Yeah, because I don't know what I would do either. That's why I don't know.
That's why you
I don't know.
Make them pull out, man. If you're going to if you gonna raw dog, get that plan B the next day or pull out. But you were careless. Yeah. So that's, you got to, sorry, boo.
Yeah. So, we sorry, we decided we didn't probably give you the answer that you needed, but again, we are confused because we don't know what the fuck we're gonna do. So, we're gonna pray about, we're gonna even say a prayer for you. And our city squad, please say a prayer for her as well. So, now we're gonna go ahead
and write up to tell y'all what y'all tell us,
yeah, what tell us what we, what y'all would do. And yeah, we'll email you back from the email that you sent this letter, and we'll tell you what the majority of people say.
We're gonna write you back.
Yeah, and we want you to write you
us back, and we're gonna let the city squad know what your you decided to do. So we're gonna have to see if we get a follow up letter with that.
Yeah,
hopefully she'll write back. Speaking of which, so basically, let's jump into this second topic.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so you know the first one we were saying about men cussing you out if they're not interested—that's peasant shit, right? Okay. So. Why do men want you to treat them like kings but do peasant shit? Like, you want us to...
That's a damn meme right there.
You want us to just do all this extra stuff, but you're not even doing what you're supposed to do. You don't even take the trash out. Mm-hmm. You don't take the trash out. You don't even court me like you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. You don't, you just don't make me feel like you're a man that's leading.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think the problem is, and I'm gonna bring it back. I think that women, a lot of us women... start off making them feel like they're kings before we even know they are king. Is it material or if they are even if they have a crown. We don't know if he possessed the crown of a king, but we give it to him because we're so excited that we go with him. So we like, oh, I'm a cook for him. Oh, I'm gonna make sure the house clean. Oh, when he come in, I'm gonna have his bath water ran. You know, whatever you ladies do, you know, you see some shoes he might like, you surprise him with him. Like, we go over and beyond for them before we even know if they are deserving of that. So. Yes. I think men want to be treated like kings because we put that in their face like they supposed to be when ain't nobody really told them. What do you do to make me want to go cook you breakfast like that? What do you do to make me want to screw you every night and be the freak of the week for you? I think that we as women have made them feel that way before even knowing if they are like, even if they possess like a king mentality.
Yeah. Now, for me, again, this is something that I always freaking say, that they always want you to put them on a pedestal and treat them like royalty when they are here treating you like, you know, like shit. Like, they it's so sad, but so true. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women go through it. We always raise our daughters to, you know, to be able to learn how to cook and for, you know what I'm saying, and clean and learn how to, you know, iron clothes or sort clothes when you wash them or something like that. And, I think we spoil our men. We spoil our men, you know, when they're young. Because you would see like the little girl helping big mama and mama, you know, with the food and doing all such stuff. The boy be outside playing football. You know what I'm saying? The girl be in her, you know what I'm saying, doing all it's so much stuff. So I think it starts when they're young, and so when they get older, they're so used to their mom and grandmas, you know what I'm saying, and aunts just taking care of them and just spoiling them. Then when they do get older, now it's just fucked up shit. And I do even think that comes from a lot of our broken households where the black man is not in the household, so they didn't have a black man actually teach them how to be a king.
Yeah.
And so now they have a lot of queens around, you know, they're spoiling them as they are royalty, which they are. But however, they don't know, they have never been taught to reciprocate the same feeling towards the woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the fucked up part where it's like the same feeling that y'all want to feel, us women want to feel the same thing. And so, you know, to be honest, to the men who are listening, if you treat your woman and you love on her like 10%, you're going to get 50% of that back.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine if you put even an effort of 50 to, you know, 60% in, that woman is going to triple that love back to you. Because when she is loved properly, she floods. you know what I'm saying, you with so much more love, you know what I'm saying, back. Because if you make her mind at ease with a lot of shit, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, like with other women or, you know what I'm saying, the bills or something, like most, and I can speak for most women, we're going to, you know, give that back to you just tenfold. You know, I can say, I know for me in my circle, like you know, especially me, like I can speak for myself. Let me say that if you you know, treat me good, I'm going to treat you way better. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I think as far as stop treating these women, you know what I'm saying, like they peasants, and start being really, you know, you want to be the king, but really your actions need to show it.
Yeah, and we saying that to the men, but also ladies, stop doing it for them. Like, you can't, like a lot of situations happen because women are, that's why people say girlfriends are so long, because why he gonna buy the cow if you giving the milk away for free? If you sitting up doing everything that a wife is supposed to do, then what makes you think he gonna marry you? He comfortable you doing it because he a girlfriend. I think that in a relationship, you should be kind to your mate. You should do things for your mate, but there's a limit. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that conversation. Like, what are you dating with a purpose? Or are you, you know, if you know that the goal is for y'all to eventually be married, then you can go, you know what I'm saying, full throttle. If he deserves it. Mm-hmm. If he shows you that he deserves it. If he is a king walking in that light, then absolutely do that. But we be doing pet shit for too much for niggas who ain't.
Because, again, we had talked about this before, but us women, we try to always prove that we're wifey material.
Yeah, and they ain't showing us
about husband material at all. And it sucks. You know what I'm saying?
It's always that we have to.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that the last time? You said, didn't we talk about that?
Yeah.
We're being groomed. Women are being groomed to be wives, but the men are not being groomed to be husbands.
And that's fucking sad. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a double standard, but, you know, I should think that you're a husband material before, you know what I'm saying, like, you even get down their knee. Like, if I say no, we'll talk about proposing and saying no on another show. But, I you need to show me that you're a husband material as well. Like, you know.
And that need to be a conversation. Hey, do you see yourself getting married? And if you say no, then don't waste my, especially if you want to be a wife and want to get married, stop wasting your time on people who don't have the same like-mind goals as you. It's like wasting time. No matter how much you like them and love them and think they the one, they're not the one because they don't want what you want. And they just in the way of somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, tell us what y'all think.
Yeah.
Like, and why they want you to treat them like they do. Men, where y'all at?
Well, let me go back to this, because I think the reason why they do that, why men want you to treat them like kings, why they do pets shit, is because they've been getting away with it for so long. That's the reason why. I think that's the reason fucking why. And another reason why is because you can find a good woman way faster than you can find a good man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have people always say, like, you know, we single. Man, I got a homeboy that'll be good for you, Kiki. Listen, just because he's a good homeboy to you does not mean he'll be a good man for me. You know what I'm saying? That's two different positions. I talked about that before. Just because, you know what I'm saying, you're good at flipping the burgers doesn't mean that you'll be good on the cash register. There's two different positions.
Yeah.
He was a great, you know what I'm saying, burger flipper. But on the cashier, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could be stealing money or something. So, it's two different positions. He was good as a friend to you. He's a bad fucking husband. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, it's two totally different things. So I'm saying that, like, it's a good man. I heard, no, it's good man that you know what I'm saying, in a position for you, baby, as far as a friend. He's a bad fucking husband. You know how, like, have you ever had somebody where they was a good father, but they was a bad husband?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have my daddy chain I'm holding right now. But my dad was a good father. But he was a bad man, and my mama, like, being talk, you know what I'm saying, like, being honest, you know what I'm saying? So, as far as, like, it's some people, it's, like, their mindset of, you know, this person is good, and this role, in a different role, is probably something totally different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
I agree.
That's
so, high five, that was good. Mm-hmm. That's so.
Yeah.
So, you have to know the role.
You
got to know what you, when you fill out that job application or the relationship application, he needs to know what he's signing up for. I need to see your resume. Like, you know, because I'm a firm believer, if a dude is a shitty ass father to his kids, he can't love you properly.
Now, that part.
If you dating a man and he got kids, mm-hmm. and you ask him, you know, like, when you get your babies, like, da da da, and he really ain't never getting them, and y'all been dating for like 3 or 4 months, that's a red flag.
Red flag.
And he be like, oh, she ain't letting me get them. Why ain't she letting you get them? What do I need to do to help you to see what you can do to get your kids? Like, that shows you there, like, if he gonna do your kids, you're like that too. The only reason why half these dads be, some of these daddies be good to these girls who they with because they got a baby, they don't have no choice to be because they in a household with them. But if you take them away from that household, they probably trash. And it's not all men, but I know a lot of men who can do better.
Yeah, but again, if you are a deadbeat daddy, don't you ever come my way.
Please,
ever. Even, now, we and Kiki, we don't have kids, but that's one thing that we do not play about. Please. Do not even try to step to me, because you cannot be loving on me, and there's some kids out there that need your love.
I don't see why anyone would allow me to let him take her his kids.
You know what? Hold on. Can I say this?
Yeah.
If you, and you know, I love my City Squad, but ladies, if y'all are part of the City Squad, and I'm talking to all my City Squad members, for real. If y'all land up with a man and he a deadbeat,
you need to just reevaluate yourself.
Okay, yeah, reevaluate yourself.
And fellas, fellas, if you dating a woman and you see that she always taking that baby to her mama or her sister god or her god mama god or something, you need to be like, well, you know what I'm saying? She always get rid of the baby so she can go kick it. Like, you need to just reevaluate that. So you got to pay attention to the roles that the person you with play in different aspects of life. It kind of tells you their character. Or whatever. So let us know how y'all feel. Like, do y'all treat a man like a king? You know he a peasant. You know what I'm saying? Are you being treated like the queen you're supposed to be? Because some of us, don't get it wrong, some of us have a lot of stuff we need to work on in order for us to be treated like queens. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I think that when a woman truly gets with a, when she, you know how women get, because I can speak as a woman. You get with that one you like, honey, you turn into like, you know, like, who is the, Claire Huxtable or somebody, you know, you
and you know I did.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And you know, and a lot of times, because I know I did, we do, but what the reason why, like I said again, I'm going to say the reason why we have not settled on just a person, because I know the qualities that I possess, and I'm not going to give them to, you know what I'm saying, a man that doesn't deserve it.
Because you're giving it away too much.
Yeah.
So nobody else can get that. I done gave it enough, you know, I done spread myself thin enough for that person. So now you got to come on with it in order to reap the benefits.
And,
you know,
and it's like, why can't they come on with it?
Yeah.
You know, I promise you, they want to come with the bare minimum and still want them same qualities that you possess.
Oh Lord, it's hard ever being seen.
Oh girl, okay, we can get off that topic.
Okay,
baby.
Anyway, about this song, let's get to the random.
Listen, y'all, listen. Remember we told y'all we were gonna come up with a song. We made a little song while I got you ready, Kiki?
Yeah.
Okay. It's our random portion. For those who don't know, it's our where we just say random shit. We call it the rando. Like, meet us at the bando. It's the rando portion. Okay. So we got a little song, Kiki. How it go?
Rando.
Hey, we got something random for you. Yeah. Rando. Hey, we got something random for you.
Ooh, I like that. That's so cute. That's TLC.
Yeah.
To the beat of baby.
Okay,
so my random for the week is I like to melt my chocolate in my boobs. And I understand that's my random today because Charleston was like, you want a Three Musketeers? I freaking love Three Musketeers and Milky Ways and Hershey's and Dove. I love chocolate. And when she gave it to me, I put it in my bra so that it can melt. And so when she came and sat down before we started recording, I pulled it out. And she said, did you just pull that out your chest? I'm like, yeah. I was like, I like my chocolate to be melted. And she was like, wow. She had never seen me do that. But even my manager at my job know that when she give me some chocolate, it's going straight to the titties.
So basically, she put her chocolate in her titty, y'all, anytime she get chocolate.
And it melt because it's so warm. And
oh,
if I'm laying down, I put it in between my thighs.
Wow.
And it'll melt it. And then I just devour it.
Again, she put her chocolate in her titty, y'all, that I had gave her.
Chocolate milk. I ain't got no breast milk, but that was fine.
That is so random.
It is.
Because I was like, why the fuck? I'm like, did she just put it in her titty?
If it was normally, like, I would, I mean, it's quicker for me to put it in my boob. But if it is in summertime, and if I ain't being lazy, I'll take it outside and sit it outside for a second. But for the most part, I'm laying in my bed, so I just put it in my titties. And sometimes I forget it's in there, and that bitch be like a whole milk. It be like so milkity and melted. So I just split it open. I do like this milk. And I just pour it in my mouth. I just pour it in my mouth real good.
It's crazy.
I love chocolate.
Damn, I promise you. That was so, I was like, what the hell?
Your face did do that. But anyway, that's my random. What's your
random? So my rando is that it's so weird because I was in the shower, and I use two towels in the shower.
For your ass and for your face?
No, I don't wash my face in the shower, but I use Because I never forget, like, a friend that came over and he had thought that I had somebody over. He was like, why do you have two towels in there? And they both, like, was wet, like, thinking that, you know, I have, like, you know, man that's over. And I'm like, no, I use a towel for my whole, you know, body. I don't use, not for my face. And then I use just a separate towel just for the vagina. You know, because I use the vagina wash. So you know what I'm saying? Feminine wash.
So you use a towel for your cat, and then you get up for your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a towel. Because, you know, like, and I know, like, it's so random, but to, and I'm saying that because I want to know if I'm not the only one that's, you do that too?
I use two towels. I wash my face with one towel, mm-hmm. but I use one towel for everything. I use one towel for everything else in the shower, uh-huh. and then I have a face towel where I wash my face.
Okay.
With. So I do it, but sometimes I do forget and wash my face with my ass towel, but it's my ass, and it's already clean, but for the most part, I normally wash my face and brush my teeth before I get in the shower, and even at night, you know what I'm saying, I try to brush my teeth and then wash my face while I get in there, but sometimes, you know, I use the towel for the same everything.
Yeah, and because I have them color coordinated, so I have like
You're very OCD.
Yeah, and so I'm like, oh my gosh, so I was like, damn, I guess I thought about it when I was in the shower, so yeah, if y'all do the same thing, let me know, because I don't want to think I'm weird, but I think that,
I think a lot of people do that,
yeah, because I'm like, I don't want to put my feminine wash on the, you know, the same tab that has my Zest on her, and I'm like, you know, because the Zest, you know, it, you know,
you don't want to make sure that you don't want to cross contamination, irritate yourself.
So my random is I use two towels in the shower, so that's a random, but anywho,
the song of the week I have for y'all is Nothing Even Matters by Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo. You know, it's just a vibe, you know,
give us a little taste of it.
I'm not gonna sing it,
but I'm saying just a little taste.
Like, it's just when I like me thinking about it, it gives me chills because it reminds me of when life was kind of simple. You know, like love, like I want that type of feeling where nothing even matters, like it's you. These buildings could drift out to sea, a natural catastrophe. Still, there's no place I'd rather be. I want that type of feel. I want somebody to love me like that. Like, I don't care what's going on. If I'm with you, the world could be fucking explode right now. But if you right there with me, I feel okay because you with me.
I love
Ain't
you.
That beautiful?
Man.
Where you at? Is you, boyfriend, is you listening?
Lick that voice. She's talking about my voice.
Is you listening, boyfriend? What's your quote of the week?
So my quote of the week is speak life into yourself. And I'm a huge advocate for, you know, self-love and self-esteem. And you know what I'm saying? And just like speaking into yourself. Because when everybody else stop clapping for you, when nobody is around to help, you know what I'm saying? To help your spirits get brighter, your dark days. You know, when you can't call on mama, when you can't call on daddy, when you can't call on best friend. You know, you got to speak life into yourself. Yeah. So anytime that you are alone, you feel alone or anything like that, or it's something that you get down on yourself, you know, it's about training your brain to think positive thoughts. So anytime that is something that is bothering you, that anything, I need you to speak life into yourself. So I want, even though they say when you talk to yourself, you're crazy, that's a lie. When you don't talk to yourself, you're crazy in my head. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to speak life into yourself. Find something, you know, positive about yourself that you can look in that mirror and say, you know, I'm proud of you for, you know what I'm saying, graduating college. I'm proud of you for blase blase. You know, I love you for doing this, or, you know, speaking into the future, you know, you will have the big house that you want.
Amen.
You will have the car that you, you know, always wanted. You will have the business. You will be happy in, you know, whatever. So speak life into yourself, City Squad. I don't care what the fuck is going on. I'm telling you that you can do it. I don't care what it is. Go after that job. Amen. Go get that man. Go get that woman. You know what I'm saying? Go get that baby. Go get that business. You know what I'm saying? You can do it.
Go get it.
Go get it. You know, go get your blessing. So speak life into yourself. Do not speak negativity into yourself, because we can be our own downfall. Don't do yourself like that. You got it. Okay? And because God gave you the gift.
Amen.
Okay?
You went off like Rick and Rush did. We be going up. We, you know, when he's giving stuff.
Yeah,
even though I know how we feel about him, because they got this.
I know, but you know, this my preacher. I mean, my pastor.
But I'm saying, you kind of sound like him. He was giving it. Or like Rev Run when he give his little tidbit in the tub.
I love it.
And you know what I meant to say earlier? I know this is like backtracking for our first topic.
Okay.
I should have said the song today was UNITY by Queen Latifah, because she said, "Who you calling a bitch?" Woo. When Vinny, whatever his name is from Blinded by Nature, disrespected her when he touched her ass, and she turned around.
UNITY.
And he called her a bitch. That's what I should have said the song was. That's the unity. When Martin said that, UNITY. He said, "That's the unity." But anyway, so I'm just thinking about that. Mm-hmm.
So anyways, again, speak life into y'all self. Speak, please. Yes. Do not speak negativity into yourself. The power of the tongue is very strong.
It is.
So please, you know what I'm saying, continue to uplift yourself. So again, this is going to end this show. Okay, I'm sorry.
They listening to us on the radio.
Okay, I'm sorry. Y'all can turn it down a little bit.
Okay.
Now, so again, please follow us on Instagram at Silly Girls Podcast. On Facebook at
Silly Girls Podcast.
And our email is what? SillyGirlsPodcast@yahoo.com. Who knows you, girl? We gotta start doing it. Okay. Please. Like I said, if you would like to be a sponsor, the rate right now is very low.
It is.
Also, please, like I said, DM us on Instagram. Let us know, like, hey, y'all listen to this show and y'all was, you know, y'all was wrong for saying that about Blase Blase, or, you know,
yeah,
I
love the fact. We love constructive
criticism. We love it. We just want to know what y'all thinking. So, again, please give us 5 stars. It shows where you can actually give us a review, a rating or whatever. We love it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Again, we know that we are nothing without our city squad, so we love y'all. We're going to have like a giveaway too, where we're going to give like one of our top listeners a shirt or something. We're going to come up with a package for y'all, so be on the lookout for that. And you know, again, we're gonna start having guests start next year, so hey, be on the lookout for that. You know,
yeah, we got a lot of things that we set that we want to accomplish, but we can't accomplish them without y'all. So thank y'all for tuning in. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Or even if you gotta listen to it over and over, keep giving us 5 stars. Do what you gotta do to help your girls get what they need to get, so we can bring y'all with us. Cause we ain't gonna forget about y'all. So we started from the bottom.
Now we're here. Hey, started from the bottom. Cause when we blow up,
y'all blow up.
You know what I'm saying? But we love y'all. Y'all have a great and happy holiday. Be safe. And what did you want to say?
Holla back.
I ain't gonna even say my usual what I said.
Don't say it.
I ain't gonna say it.
Don't say it.
I ain't gonna say it.